Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 183. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Seeing people get ahead that don't deserve it. The older you get, the longer you live, the more you may see people get ahead that you think don't deserve it. You might think that for various reasons. You might have grown up with them. You might have been their friend. You might know their true backstory. You might see that what they're projecting and rebranding isn't necessarily the truth. I think seeing people get ahead that you feel don't deserve it is something that probably happens to everybody or everybody experiences. The first thing is you don't really know that they deserve it or not. You, me, or anyone, we're not really a judge of whether, you know, people deserve it or not. It's a bit subjective. We're also wasting a lot of time possibly even thinking about it. But I'm sure at some stage in your life, it will come into your mind. As I said, especially the older you get and the more you can see certain people reinventing themselves and they themselves believing their own hype as well as other people around them. When you might feel that you wish you could actually tell the truth. But again, it's negative. It's a negative mind frame and it's taking away from your own path and your own goals. Stop comparing, you know, that's one that's always said, stop comparing, unless it's for good, you know. So now here's the thing, right? People will tell you to stop comparing all the time, but it's human behavior. We're all going to do it. Try to have a manage on it. What I recommend is if it's for good, if you see someone doing something good and you want to emulate it and it helps you get closer to your goals or you gain something positive from it, I don't see such a negative comparison. Now, what happens if you see someone get ahead that you personally knew and it irritates you? Well, likewise, if you can put that frustration into taking positive action steps in your own goals, into removing some of your procrastination, it isn't necessarily a bad thing. Now, I know a lot of people won't acknowledge that or promote it, but again, it's life, it's human behavior. Take your frustrations and put it into something positive and help you get the finger out and get cracking on your own goals. So, you know, as much as you need to manage your comparisons, it's going to happen. So try to manage it as they happen, both the negative and the positive, as opposed to trying to eliminate them, which is almost like, you know, trying to eliminate a lot of, you know, natural and normal human emotion. Everybody, speaking of which, everybody suffers from jealousy at some stage. Nobody is beyond ever experiencing jealousy. So again, try to manage that feeling. You won't be able to eliminate it, but forgive yourself also as well for being a human being and for feeling, you know, jealousy, especially in this age of social media where I'm convinced that a lot of it is designed to evoke and provoke that type of an emotion. Because getting any type of a strong emotion out of somebody is, you know, part of the whole reason for most of social media, most posts and most pictures, to get that kind of emotive response. So jealousy is an emotive response and it's one that we've all experienced as human beings. So again, try to manage it, but don't beat yourself up over, you know, feelings of jealousy. Try to put it back into your goals and use it as motivation to fuel whatever your desires that you have. Maybe they don't deserve, you know, to get ahead. Maybe they don't deserve the accolades or the things that they have or the lifestyle that they have. Maybe that's true. Maybe you do know the real story. The harsh lesson is that not everybody who deserves to get ahead does actually get ahead. And there are plenty of people who don't deserve to get ahead do get ahead. And that is the harsh reality. So what you need to do is understand that harsh reality and therefore work even harder to ensure your success. Life isn't fair. The sooner you realize that life isn't fair and that you can be accepting and that nature is definitely not fair. Nature is very unfair and unforgiving and cruel. And life is as well. I know it can appear like it's not necessarily, depending on your working environment or where you live, or, you know, we can try to pretend that, you know, we're not a part of nature and we're above nature. But you know what? Life is harsh. Life is cruel. Life isn't fair. Now, that sounds extremely negative, but it's not if you turn it into something positive. And you regain or get further control of your own life, your own emotions, and ensure your own success, and you're prepared to work even harder. Knowing that consequences aren't set out in stone, knowing that, you know, just because you're a good person doesn't mean that good things will happen to you. You do also have to take whatever skill you have, whatever natural talent you have, and work your butt off. The definition of being good or being bad isn't clearly defined. Anyone that's fans of Netflix and all the many television series, you'll attest to this, because all the characters are written with their character arc. They're good, then they're bad, then they're good, then they're somewhat good and bad. They're bad good guys or good bad guys or good girls that are bad girls. You understand, it's such a grey area, and it's designed in such a way now, and I think it's so enthralling, the new television now, because it's close to reality as well. It's very hard to define what's good and what's bad. My kids, when we're watching something, they just come straight out and ask, you know, is that a good person? Is that a bad person? And they just clearly define it. But unfortunately, life is not as easy to define it like that. Some of the people that you think mightn't deserve to get ahead, you know, and that they've rebranded themselves, they could potentially have told the, you might consider it to be a lie, or their story, or their rebranding, they might have retold it so many times that they actually believe it themselves. It's very hard to decipher what's true, what's not true, what's good, what's bad. Focus on you. Remain true to your goals and your pursuit of them. To pretend to be someone you're not ultimately is going to result in future problems such as identity issues or even guilt. You know, imposter syndrome isn't imposter syndrome if you are an imposter. So don't sell your future happiness for today's gains. So if nothing else, gives you peace of mind, but to know that the people that you might consider not deserving of getting ahead may suffer all of those things. Hopefully that helps you somewhat in your mindset of they don't deserve it. If they are true and just people, you know, they'll be happy in their life. And if they're not, they potentially won't be. And if you can be as happy as you can be in your life, that is the ultimate victory for you. If you can attain all the things that you want in your life and be as happy as you possibly can be in your life, you have won. And it doesn't matter about anybody else and whether they're deserving or not. I hope that's helped you. I hope it's given you something to think about. Message me anytime. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.